Welcome to the Elite Professionals in Coaching Podcast, hosted by Chris Aird, business owner and CEO of With Purpose, bringing you leadership, growth ideas, mindset transformation, and strategic information for the entrepreneurs, business owners, and community leaders. You will be encouraged, educated, and empowered to develop your people, implement your processes, and increase your income. Now get ready to listen to the newest episode of the Epic Podcast.
Welcome back and thank you for joining us. This week, Chris is visiting a client, so I'm joined by Kayla, our wonderful executive assistant and team support specialist.
Thanks for having me, Taylor. This new series, we are going to be talking about managing different expectations in the workplace. So as more companies are starting to give their employees the benefit of working from home, that's going to bring different growing pains, and we want to discuss how to manage these expectations. So from an employer perspective, what are some of the best ways to manage these expectations?
Yeah, if I was to list three things an employer should focus on, it would be clarity, clarity, and clarity. I think it's so easy to focus on clarity and think that you're just beating a dead horse, but you can't beat it enough. So I think it's important to focus on streamlining avenues for communication. So you want to clearly say, here's where this communication is going to take place. So I think Teams and Slack are more integrated in the common workplace. So I'll use those as a point of reference. But I know for us specifically, we use Teams, we use email, and we use text, and we use call as well. Most of the team works in one area, then I work another part of the US. So I'm fully remote. And so for us, what we've had to do is we've determined, okay, this type of communication will go through this avenue, let's say Teams. This type of communication will go through this avenue, let's say email. And so in a time where we're able to easily share documents, you can share documents easily via Teams, easily via email. It's good to be able to know these type of documents go here, these type of documents go here. So then that way you're not searching for, hey, Kayla, I sent you this document. Can you find it? And then you have to rummage through your email or go through your Teams. Mm-hmm. It's good to have as much clarity of, okay, here's the expectation, and here's how we're going to use it. So I'd say focus on that. Have clear expectations for response time. So I think just naturally we assume, hey, 24 hours is a good response time. If it's your boss, do it as fast as possible. But I think if that ever is not the case, and even if it is actually, I would say make sure to communicate that as quick and easily as possible, just so then that way, if you're working remotely and you miss a message, you're not sitting there sweating it out wondering, okay, am I going to look back because I responded to my boss 10 minutes after they sent it to me. And I think having a clear expectation also lets them know how interactive they need to be on their computer. Can they step away to go to the kitchen and make a quick sandwich, or do they need to have their computer with them at all times? Regardless of the answer, it's going to help ease the concerns of the employee because they know what to expect. I also think it's important to have regular check-ins. So just if you're in an office, you're going to walk by someone in the hall, and whether you talk with them or not, you're going to be able to tell just from their demeanor how they're doing. And you don't quite get that when you're working remotely. And so it's important to be able to check in on them, whether you do it every day or whether you do it once a quarter, whatever that looks like for you, determine what's best for you and your employees, but make sure that each employee feels connected. Not just to the company, but just has human connections. I know for myself, I work remotely, and unless I'm going to the grocery store, I don't have scheduled time where I interact with other people during 9 to 5, unless my wife comes home early. And so it's important to make sure that people get those human interactions outside of the scheduled meetings to make sure that they are just checked in on as an individual. And then also, like I mentioned at the beginning about, you know, making sure we be clear, make sure we're very clear on our clarity, is it's going to require patience. You may think that you're over communicating. You may think that you're checking in too much, but it's important for that employee to make sure they feel connected. It's important for you to know that employees do what they're supposed to. And so definitely want to encourage you to push past that and to keep on having the patience with the process, because it's going to pay off and it's going to make the employee feel better connected.
I definitely agree. And I think as time kind of goes on with like the constant connecting or checking in, you'll just kind of learn with time, like, okay, you know, you've got the groove, but it's working to make sure so that we're getting all of our T's crossed, I's dotted, and things like that. So naturally it'll start to fade, or it'll be, okay, instead of meeting 10 to 15 minutes every single day, we'll now meet 10, 15 minutes once or twice a month. So that time will slowly kind of start to fade as people start to find their groove in the remote work, whether it's on the employee end or the employer end.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with that. And since you talk about meetings, I think it's important to also just highlight the importance of having video meetings. People work in different modalities. This could be a hybrid situation for an individual and for a team, or this could be a situation where people are fully remote. I know for us, part of our team is able to meet in person, and then I work remotely. And so I imagine there are other workplaces like this, and we make it, and we're intentional in making sure that every meeting happens in video or via video, I guess, the way to word that. And that's because not necessarily of, I don't make this employee feel like they left out, but if meetings happen and they are not done without everyone there, it's easy to forget someone who's far away, then they can just easily just communicate, how do I word this? You can communicate information, and then you can assume that the person who is far away, who is working from home, knows this information, but if they don't have access to it, they don't. They don't know it. And so it's important to make sure that we have those meetings as much as possible to make sure everyone's included, but also to make sure, like I mentioned before, I don't have very much interaction with people outside of my wife during 9 to 5 during the weekdays. And so it's important to make sure that you are doing that to, not only for work, but to also make sure that that person feels connected to something and have those and has those human interactions. I kind of fumbled my words a little bit. Does that make sense, Kayla?
Yeah, it does. Especially because even on my end, while I'm close to the office, it's not like I've got a lot of that. And not to say that I don't have a lot of that human interaction, but it does look a little bit different because it's with family. And most of my human interactions are typically grocery stores too when I go. So yeah, just being intentional. And I know for a while, and you and I kind of fell through with it, but we were being intentional on scheduling Zoom or team meetings, you know, once a week or twice a month, just to kind of get to know each other better. But also as, I just lost the phrase that I was looking for, but you know, go ahead.
No, you're good. You're good. And I think what you're trying, what you're talking about was we did that, especially when I was new on the team. Mm-hmm. And so it was to make sure we got the interaction. And I don't even think we talked about work. I think it was for the first couple weeks, kind of awkwardly, what did you do for your weekend? Or what do you plan to do over this weekend? And the point is more so just to create that connection and mm-hmm. to better get to know the individual, better know how you don't have that, since you're not in the office, you don't have that time to pick up on social cues or kind of get their demeanor or get a feel for them. And so even if it is forced, I think it's helpful to be able to make sure you know your team a little better.
Right, because then it gives better understanding when you are interacting via Zoom. Like mm-hmm. now it's better because then we know, like, okay, more serious focused, or, you know, we can crack a couple of jokes here, or, you know, this one is just for the sole purpose of, you know, how are you? How are things on more of like that personal level? So that's definitely been helpful and nice, you know, the best ways to interact with you, whether it's via Zoom or the times that we are able to meet in person when that best works for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm actually going to kind of pivot and let you kind of take the lead on this one a little more.
Okay.
So I also think it's important that employers set the expectation of scheduling non-work related time. So I know you've done that with our own team and mm-hmm. then you've helped lead that with other clients that we work with. So do you mind sharing a little bit of your experience there?
Yeah. So as the company has grown, we're obviously sticking to our weekly staff meetings as well. And while we have like that personal, how are you? How was your weekend? It was actually Chris who started implementing like fun different icebreakers as we can continue to all get to know each other a little bit better. And that's just always fun. You know, we're all sitting here, whether it's with our coffee or our water, whatever, via Zoom. And we're asking each other questions like, if you could be a kitchen appliance, what would you be and why? Or if you could eliminate one Disney character, who would it be? So just finding those different ways to kind of like lighten up the mood, knowing that not everybody likes Mondays. But even with past clients, we've done the typical, how are you? How's your week? How was your weekend? You know, but getting that different type of fun interaction, because while we can be more serious, it's nice to just bring that personal touch that we have. And we've had a client, and Chris would bring these icebreaker questions into the conversation. So, you know, if that week we were talking about like empowerment, or oftentimes in that leadership development that we're helping these clients go through, it's what movie or what character from a movie best showed like leadership. And they're all like, oh, like, it's a fun question. Great. Like, we're going to answer. But then when Chris goes, now let's dive deeper into it. How does this show X, Y, and Z? So I think having these fun like icebreakers and personal touches definitely lightens the mood. And I know for our own team, sometimes I'm like, you know, while our weekly staff meetings are great, we still don't fully, and it's not to say that we're going to learn everything about a particular person in an hour. It takes time, right? So, you know, there was that one time where I had put together a list of different questions that only I knew about, but only Chris knew everybody's answers. So when it was a Friday afternoon at the end of the workday, and it was like, what's your go-to comfort food? And, you know, just kind of making it more lighthearted to end pretty busy week off on like a lighter note. It's definitely more fun and interacting knowing that you being remote and everybody else kind of being here at the central hub, we can't fully and always do like the team building. So just finding different ways to incorporate everybody, having that laughter and everything like that definitely has helped.
And I will say, so I think it's important. I know for me, like you mentioned in the beginning, the kitchen appliance. I did not have an answer to that. You mentioned Disney. I'm not a big Disney person. And so it's easy for someone, if this is your role in putting things together, just to shy away from these things. But I think when you are working from home, what you miss out on, and maybe you don't actually miss it, but what you do miss out on is the awkwardness. You miss awkwardly passing someone in the hall. You miss the, oh, did I say their name wrong? Did I speak too loudly? Those are types of things. And I think forcing that awkwardness, forcing the, okay, am I going to be a blender? Am I going to be a toaster? Am I going to be an air fryer? Whatever that is, you know, it's the process of seeing other people go through that, I think, is what helps create the team connection. It helps you better understand the individual. So while they may be awkward or sometimes feel forced, it's good because I think we as humans need that. So thank you for talking a little more about that. And with that, this next part kind of goes hand in hand with that, but I think it's important to make sure that we're intentional in the culture that we create. There's no water cooler to stand around. There's no time to come back from lunch and run into your coworker and talk with them on the way up the elevator. So how you want your office to be can't just naturally happen. You need to now more than in the office, need to focus on being intentional in that. If you want clear communication, it's a lot harder to have clear communication when people work in different houses all over the same town or all over the US. And so you need to make sure that you heavily emphasize clear communication. If you want team unity, you need to make sure you do fun events like this, whether that's questions in the beginning of each meeting, or if that's fun events on a Friday or things like that. You need to make sure that you're very intentional and speak about it intentionally. Don't just say, hey, we're doing these fun questions. Say, we're doing these fun questions because we want to make sure we get to know you better. And those types of things, just those little add-ons, while it may not sound like much, when an employee is doing well or an employee is thinking back on their week, they're going to remember those things. They're going to remember the intentionality that was put there. Now, I also think it's important for employers just to expect that their employees are going to be away from their computer. I don't know why, but we as individuals can picture and assume that that's going to be the case when someone's working in the office. They're going to walk over to the cubicle next to them. They're going to go to the bathroom. They're going to go out to lunch. But because someone's at home, I think we have a harder time understanding that, hey, they're gonna be out, you know? And I know for me, I have a dog here. And so I go out and walk my dog. And when I first started doing that, I was like, oh man, like, does that sound bad that I'm doing that? But in reality, I walk my dog for 10 to 15 minutes. And if I was to go talk to Steve down the hall, it would be the same amount of time. And so I think it's important that we do that. Even if it's just because, hey, this is good for their mental health. They're stuck inside. They didn't go outside. This might be the first time they go outside, just to assume that. So I think it's very important. We understand that just because they're at home, they're not always on the clock. We want to make sure that they have time away. And so this kind of goes into my next point of making sure we respect their time away from work. So I know for me, we, like I mentioned, we use Teams, email, phone call, text, all those types of things. I didn't download Teams on my phone. So if someone needs to message me via Teams, I don't need to worry about it. If someone messaged me via Teams and need to get a hold of me, they can email, call, text me. And so I want to make sure that for myself, I do that. But it's also important knowing that my employer, Chris, and Work Purpose Team does that as well. Because it's so easy to get home and work mixed together. And that's not really the case. It doesn't respect the individual. I'm in my office right now. And when I'm not in this office, when I'm not in work hours, I typically am not in this office. So I want to make sure that I'm able to delineate between those two. It's important for employers to do that and not just assume, okay, well, I have now more of their time. Now that they're not driving 15 minutes to work, I can get an extra 30 minutes from them each day. You know, it's respecting that time. And then lastly, it's making sure that we re-examine the processes that we use. So those processes may look similar. They may look completely different. We need to make sure these processes, you know, for example, if someone was to, okay, once this is printed off on the printer, then John will go and pick it from the printer and then they will hand it to the accounting office. Well, if you're working from home, you have your own printer. No one else can get it for you. How are you going to drive to the accounting office? So that could simply just be, hey, we're going to email it to someone else. We're going to fax it. I actually don't know. Maybe I'm dating myself a little bit, but I don't know if people still fax. I'm not sure if that's the case. Maybe I'm sounding a little young there, but for the most part, making sure we examine those processes. And that's just something simple. But whether it's going to look different for each business, but my point here is make sure that we re-examine those processes and to keep re-examining those. Because as we streamline other avenues of communication or different things, we want to make sure that we are able to keep in mind that these processes are going to look different and not just assume that everything's going to look the same because our workers don't look the same anymore.
Right. And so you've mentioned that you are a remote employee and we're talking about processes and expectations. Being remote, what are some of the things that have helped you shift your expectations, knowing that you've worked remotely basically all your life, right?
Yeah. So my entire work career, our entire full-time work career has been remote. And so, I mean, admittedly, it's up to the individual. I'm sure you could easily Google some of these resources. But what I think is important for me has making sure I set routines and have markers in my day. So making sure I start my morning off right. I don't have to leave my house. And so it's very easy for me to drag my feet into work, sit down and go on Twitter, listen to a podcast too long or whatever that may look like. And so for me, it's very important that I'm doing this. But also, and so while I can start a strong morning, it's pretty easy after lunch to come back in dragging your feet. When you're at lunch, when you come back from lunch, if you work in the office, there are either other people coming back from lunch or there are other people around you who are working. And so you don't necessarily have people to keep pace with to see, okay, they're working, so I need to be doing that. And so I'd be very intentional in scheduling that. And so I've done jobs where, all right, at 3 o'clock, I take a 15-minute stretch break. Not a very flexible person. Just work on my back with the chair. It could hurt, whatever. I don't need to get too deep into that. But different little markers that give me a quick plan break so that I know, okay, after that, then I need to go back in to do this. That could be time blocking, different things. And so for me, that's been very helpful to kind of keep me on track. Another thing is I don't really like lounge around. Like my wife hates it, but like, I don't really have sweats.
You're not a part of everybody where your business on top and like sweatpants on bottom. You're dressing the part as if you were actually in the office.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, I'll wear a collared shirt like I am now, or I'll wear a solid color t-shirt and that's kind of my wardrobe. Okay. And so for me, I make sure that I'm always dressed in the part. And so for me, I don't come in with a hoodie, just roll out of bed. I make sure that I get dressed every day. Whether that is the process of getting ready, whether that is making sure I delineate between my personal and my work, that's been very helpful for me. And I would encourage, if you are a person who does that, that's okay. Who does that being like lounges around and things like that.
Yeah.
Then make sure you plan those days. If your Fridays are going to look like that, or if your Mondays, then plan that. Don't let your schedule or don't let your feelings dictate what your work week's going to look like. Make sure you schedule that out. And then you can look forward to that. You can look forward to, all right, Friday, I can wear my sweats, or whatever that looks like. So make sure that you are intentional with that. I would also say, encourage people to go outside. I'm talking about walking my dog. For me, I just need some vitamin D. I need some sun. And so I have to intentionally make sure I go out 2-3 times a day just to walk my dog, because otherwise, like I said, I wouldn't have very much interaction. And then lastly, like kind of like I mentioned before, I have a set workplace. So for me, I know that I can have the expectation of when I come in here, I work. And so when I come in here, that helps me with my mindset, but it also means that when I'm not working, I'm generally not in this office. And so that's really helpful for me to make sure that I can kind of separate the two, because there is no process, like we talked about earlier, of the process of separation. There is no commute to work. I go through the tunnel and then I park in the same parking spot. And then I go up the same elevator and I run into John every day and we talk about X, Y, and Z. There is none of that. So if I can create the separation, that helps with my mindset. I did fib a little bit. I said that was my last point. And that was my second to last point. My last point here is to make sure you schedule time with your coworkers. Like you mentioned in the beginning, we did that in the very beginning of my time working it with purpose. That's just to help keep you sane. That's to help you build team around, feel more connection. Yeah. I think we as employees better understand that, or I guess are feeling more empowered, which I don't think is a bad thing to have the employee have more power. But what I also think is from folks more on, okay, this is the kind of job that I think I deserve, or these are the things that I need. With that, it's very easy to overlook the connection in the work that we do. So it's important not just to focus on the individual, but also focus on the team. And so because you don't have that set up naturally, be very intentional about doing that with your coworkers, whether that's how you talk to them, whether that's the frequency you talk with them, or just encourage people to have the expectation to make that a priority.
And it's more comfortable. I think given with time, then you don't feel so like awkward saying, hey, I need help with something, you know, instead it's like that, hey, you know, I know you might be busy right now. When you have a moment, it allows for more comfortability and more confidence to be able to interact with one another. Because I know sometimes, most of us aren't always like, hey, let me ask for help, or hey, I got to be social now. So it's bringing that comfortability, that confidence, knowing that, you know, if they can't help you, they're not going to be rude about it. It's going to be like a, hey, I'm in a meeting now, or hey, I've got time, you know, like how we do now, we're like, hey, this time doesn't work, but this time works. And then we know that we've got each other's like undivided attention. It's an easier flow. And sometimes whatever it might be, just kind of gets knocked out quicker and easier because we have been able to connect so easily and we've learned. And we're continuing to learn like each other's strengths and weaknesses and like what's best for everybody when it comes to team projects.
Yeah, exactly. And that's normal for a business. You know, I've been working here for about 6 months or so. And so where we're at, I think, is normal. But it's a lot harder to be here if you're working remotely. And so I think by having that intentionality, knowing that there's still things I can learn more about you, we can work better as teammates, those types of things, that's normal. But we just got to make sure that we understand that we have to be more intentional about that.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Well, great. I know I spoke for a long while, so I'll stop there. Sorry.
That's okay. I can be a talker. I think this was good, kind of hearing from your perspective as a remote employee, the expectations from the employer and from the employee as yourself. So thank you for having me. Thank you for the opportunity to kind of come alongside you, not even come alongside you, but be able to do this podcast with you. Thanks for Chris for being out of town.
Thanks, Chris.
But in all seriousness, thank you for having me. It was good talking with you. And I look forward to the next time that we get to do this.
Looking forward to it. Well, great. Well, perfect. Just want to encourage everyone listening to continue to listen to our series this month as we talk about how to healthfully set expectations in the workplace. And want to encourage you as you listen to this and move on to next week, just want to encourage you to live and work with purpose.
Thank you for listening to the Elite Professionals in Coaching podcast. If you want to stay in the forefront with business strategies and ideas, leadership conversations, tips, and empowerment, be sure to like and subscribe to this podcast and then share with your friends and fellow business owners. For more information about With Purpose and their services, visit www.withpurposellc.com.